Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Nick, still, I want you.
The Culture. He could have just named the song The Culture, but that would have been too easy for Oklahoma. I was watching a thorough breakdown of this whole moniker, Oklahoma, Okla, which is First Nations people. I think it's Choctaw language. Oklahoma. Oh, like Oklahoma.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, that's what it's based off.
Oklahoma.
Okla, which is, I think they refer to like prophets as Okla.
Is that right?
Deliverers of the truth as Okla.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, I get the breakdown for everybody. But that song too, man, a lot of people have been doing some think pieces and things. One thing that hit me off the top, you know, as we look at the culture.
Talk about it.
You know, everybody throws that term around, the culture. One thing I love about that record, you know, the video obviously amazing, all that, and, you know, is that we accept things that are so broken and so dysfunctional and toxic and call it the culture.
Right. Well, it is, because the culture is a way of life, right? It's not how you eat, how you walk, how you talk. It's that energy. So all of it, the toxicity. The toxicness and the goods and the bads, you know, it's all a part of the culture.
Right, but you skipped over an important word I use.
Speak on it.
Accept.
Yeah, because you know what? It's how we get over, you know, it's like the blues.
There you go, Shani, making excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying
What I get from that song from Kendrick is we accept too many things.
That shouldn't be acceptable.
That's right.
I'm with you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm with you on that.
Summer Jam artists. Favio Foreign, Lil Durk, Roddy Ricch, Burna Boy, and more. Yo, they took Gunna and Thug's name off of here already.
Did they?
Oh, man. I don't see it. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to be in that Summer Jam. Lauren Never Loses is next. Is he bringing Kanye and Alicia? Man, get them tickets at Ticketmaster. You want to be in that Summer Jam. We're giving them away all morning today. Plus, a shot at that $25,000 Chambord. It's money in there if you can guess the right code. You automatically get half a grand a day and Summer Jam stuff. Yo, listen, man. It's as American as apple pie. Racketeering charges. RICO charges. I mean, whether you John Gotti or Gunna.
That's how I go down. Now, RICO charges, for people that don't know.
I think it's conspiracy and racketeering.
Right. They just have to, you just have to have spoken about it or been.
Man, it's so.
It's so loose.
It's loose.
It's that, loose.
When you get them charges, they want you in jail.
Right.
They just hit Young Thug with 7 more on top of the 20-something or 50-something they already had.
Right. It's like affiliation or something.
Oh, it's all types, man.
It's loose.
It's all types. Gunna turned himself in. We'll be covering that. But yeah, man. And then you got Casanova. Brooklyn Zone Casanova.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
He pled guilty to racketeering and drug charges. You know, he's been being held in Fed time, so he must have cut a plea deal. You know, we'll give you X amount of time if you say you was guilty to XYZ.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, racketeering, man, is...
Pick up Casanova.
Is as American as apple pie, bro.
It's crazy.
Trying to think, who's some famous people? Didn't Al Capone get racketeering? No, that's tax evasion. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I think it was, whatchamacallit?
Organized crime.
Gotti might have.
Yeah, man. Fraudulent, extortionary, otherwise illegal coordinated scheme or operation. A racket. To repeatedly or consistently collect a profit. So, yeah, organized crime. And you saw the DA. I don't know if you guys have seen the video of the Fulton County District Attorney down in Georgia, who is levying these charges against Young Thug and Gunna. She's like, look, I told y'all when I got the job, I'm coming for all you gang members. 75 to 80% of the crime in this city, in this area, in this county, is tied to gangs and violent crime. I'm coming for all of y'all.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yo, I don't know, Shani, how long we been talking about it on this show? If you ain't in a gang, don't front like you in a gang.
Right.
If you a parent and you see your kids moving around, yeah, in ways that seem affiliated, and I know a lot of parents, man, a lot of, one thing I've seen with a lot of parents, especially in the New York City area, a lot of times these kids is coming from homes, first-generation families, too. Mm-hmm. You know, families just got to America. They not really hip to what's what and who's who. Right. Or grandma's taking care of the kid and grandma don't really know.
Right.
And the kids is running around and they 12, 13, 14 getting affiliated. Mm-hmm.
And don't know what to
and
do.
And the parents don't know what to do about it.
Right. I was at a school yesterday talking, big up to Brownsville Academy High School. I was talking to a kid who the teacher's trying to get him to go out of town because he's gang affiliated and even the gang members are turning against him. Mm. And she feels like he just needs to get out of here as soon as possible. And he has a place to go down south with his grandmother, but said he's afraid to leave because he's the only one who watches his 9-year-old sister when his mother's at work. So he don't want to leave, but he don't want to.
That's right,
feel
it's
like
tough.
It's closing in on him.
And they don't have no other family support.
Up here, it's just him and his mom.
Yeah.
And when she at work, he watching the 9-year-old.
Yo, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Parents I know that bounced and left areas because either A, they had a young girl, young daughter, that they had to get out of a situation because of the area they was growing up in. It was like, yo, this ain't happening to my daughter. Mm-hmm. Or have a son. And the whole family left to make sure that that son
could stay
or
alive.
That daughter could stay out of trouble.
Right.
But nah, man. RICO charges, American as apple pie since 1970s. I mean, it's almost like if you want to be somebody in America, you caught yourself a RICO. If you want like a documentary, you know, like an A&E doc, you get yourself a RICO out here. Racketeering influence, corrupt organization.
I don't know if they want to get themselves a RICO charge to get on A&E, but...
But it seems like it, the way they talk about it in the music.
Yeah.
The way they put it on Instagram.
Oh, right, right. They tell it on themselves.
I didn't even know the word, really. Honestly, it's like common vernacular now that I didn't even... Maybe I saw it in like mob movies, but didn't really know
it. You didn't look at it. It's close.
And now it's been said. Honestly, the Meek Mill Drake record is what... Is that the Meek Drake record?
Yeah, they got one called RICO.
I think that's probably what made me think about it.
Hit him with the RICO!
This is not great. This is not going to be
but
good.
But I was telling Sean, you know, it's American as apple pie.
No, definitely.
Organized crime?
Yeah, no, it definitely
racketeering
is.
And organized crime?
Well, it started in the 80s.
No, I said 1970.
1970.
The 70s, okay. They started hitting people with the organized crime thing. That was when it was able to become, you know, they were able to get such a loose charge because, you know, before that, the organized crime, they was getting hit with, you know, other things.
Right, right, right.
Tax evasion, you know.
Yeah. It said John Gotti got caught with it.
And they hit him with the RICO.
Not what you want.
Yeah, or...
Or it is what you want.
I can't tell anymore.
Right, right. Maybe it is what you want. I don't think it's what Gunna wants. I don't think it's what Gunna wants. I wouldn't think so.
I don't think it's what Young Thug wants either, but I gotta say, if you're gonna keep putting it on Instagram...
Yeah. I mean, you saw. Was it you who posted that video? It was you, right? Of the lady.
District Attorney was like, "Yo, social media is an amazing tool."
She was like,
"She was like, that's all we using now. Yeah. We don't even leave the office.
We don't have to be on the grant." She was laughing about it because it's that obvious. I think they really are like, nah, people aren't going to be. Wow, they're posting about it with the hashtag. Oh, okay. This is easy. Oh, I just clicked the hashtag. There's everyone else who posts about it.
Make hashtag it, get dead.
Yo, veiled threats, possession of weapons, you know, a whole clique of individuals affiliated, money coming in, money being distributed.
Right.
Violence taking place, songs being made. They're going to use the lyrics to the songs. They're going to tie it to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they rack, yo, when they round up 20-something people and start throwing out numbers like 56 charges, or we'll throw another 7 on top of Young Thug's name, Jeffrey getting another 7.
Yeah.
They're not playing with you, bro.
Nah.
And that means, yo, and I'll say it again. I know a lot of families that get fed up trying to tell their young people what to do. And them kids turn 18, 19, and the family's like, yo, I know people. You're going to end up in jail. The community ain't protecting you either. Because most of the violent crime is you. All the stress, all the cops, all the fighting, stabbing, shooting, killing, they know who it is in the community and people tired, bro. It's too, and people are trying to better their lives. And you are prohibiting that.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to live a relaxed, nice life. You are slowing that down, making that hard to do with your behavior. And I know people turning on their family and be like, yo, maybe she needs to spend time in jail.
Right. They'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Let's get to these tickets real quick. Summer Jam tickets. Brittany and Rocky. Brittany, good morning.
Hello.
Brittany, what's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Rocky, what's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. We got Summer Jams on the line. It's Ebro versus Rosenberg today. 60 seconds on the clock. Brittany, who do you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg?
Man. I'll go with you.
Okay.
Tough. It's a tough.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee.
Yo. Question.
Yo, man. Shout out to those Yankees still in a win, boy.
Woo.
Exciting. Yo, shout out to the Rangers, man. Another New York team showing their intestinal fortitude.
Yeah.
Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Which show kicked Fred Savage off? Ebro.
The Wonder Years?
That's right. For inappropriate behavior. In a glassectomy, which body part is removed?
Ebro. A glassectomy.
Glassectomy.
I'm gonna go with your penile gland.
Incorrect.
Small intestine.
Incorrect. That would be the tongue.
Oh, wow.
That would be the tongue.
Okay.
Glassectomy. Who will be the next guest on Drink Champs? Ebro.
The next guest on Drink Champs. I haven't seen promo for this, but I'm
3, 2.
ASAP Rocky.
That's a fact.
She did see the promo.
I did see the promo. Yeah. I just thought that already happened.
In The Wizard of Oz, what type of flowers made the group?
I don't know.
What type of flowers?
3.
Sunflowers.
Incorrect. In The Wizard of Oz, what type of flowers made the group of characters fall asleep?
It's
probably poppy.
I don't know. Yeah, poppy. I don't know.
Poppies is correct.
Wow.
Ebro wins.
Hey! Don't they make heroin out of poppy?
They do.
That's right.
That'll make you fall asleep.
That'll do it.
Yo, Brittany, we did it. You going to Summer Jam.
Yes!
Lil Durk, Fabio, Roddy Ricch, Burna. I guess they've taken Young Thug and Gunna off.
Are they off?
I don't know. I don't see them listed here.
Oh.
How they gonna do that?
Excited.
Well, Brittany, I hope you're excited. We're glad you're excited. We hope to see you. Rocky, I love you too, sir.
Sorry, Rocky.
All right. That's all right.
It's all good, man.
I didn't give you a chance today, man. I apologize.
You was kind of in the game a little.
Not really.
Well, the Penguins losing, huh? You didn't
took me out of it. No, once you got the
Celtics
Rocky.
Celtics, too.
Once you got the Rocky one, you got the ones that I would have gotten, then I was
it's not
trouble.
The Penguins and the Celtics both losing?
Within 5 minutes of each other? And no. It didn't make me happy, though.
Somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you. No!
That is how I felt.
He's really, look at him, Sean. He's really upset, this guy.
I know, his head is down.
Yo, man, the Rosenberg Report is next.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live. June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Quick Rosenberg Report. Really? Ebro and P.
It's Ebro and P.
Wow. R.I.P. Biz Markie. Rest in peace.
Shouts to our boy, Sean Nee.
Mr. Dynamite!
L.S. Big headline today as Gunna turns himself in on RICO charges. They're putting another seven felonies on Young Thug's head.
Damn. Seven felonies?
Seven more felonies. According to Hot New Hip Hop, after a police raid report. So I guess they went up in the crib and found some things.
Young Thug, it sounds like, is going to be... Young Thug's going to be somewhere for a minute. It seems hard to imagine. My only hope right now that I really have is that Gunna could get out of this. Because it seems like Young Thug. Am I wrong, Ebro? It seems like he's going to end up doing something.
I mean, it seems like it. It's not what you want.
They're stacking up. Like, when they stack this many, I don't know how you beat it all. I mean, some of them are nonsense. They should get out of some of the stuff, the music references and loose associations from videos, but... Some of these ones, Ebro, attached to real crimes and things, I don't know that he's getting through those.
Yeah, man. Young Thug already appeared in court. They got him on. They got RICO charges with 30 other YSL members, including murder, armed robbery, participating in street gang activity.
Mm.
That's right. He was in court just yesterday. Wait, is today the 11th?
Yeah.
Yeah,
today's
he was in 12th. Court. He was in court 2 days ago already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me.
He appeared right away.
Yeah, man. They were trying to get him bond. It's not looking good. And lawyers for Gunna have yet to speak to the press. But when they hit you with this level of charges, they're gonna figure out ways to hold you. And normally when they come with these type of charges, the case is already built. This is a district attorney. It's Fulton County, Georgia. So they're going hard. And we'll play you audio coming up of the district attorney who has...
She has a congrats, I think.
It's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, I think it's she has congratulations. You played yourself.
For gang-affiliated people in Fulton County, Georgia. All that coming up. It's the Rosenberg Report.
Oh.
You want summer jams? Pay attention. Ebro and P.
E-E-E-P.
Wow. Summer Jammy.
On the way. Where's King Louie?
Where is he?
So let's go
in
a summer jam.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
And I know you want the finest of things. Asking me about settling down. Cause you know that things are going my way.
Dum 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 dum.
Boom. Yo, it's crazy. All right, it's not even summertime yet.
What do you mean? Crazy in what way?
Just crazy. You know, album releases. Just crazy. Just crazy.
Oh, look. I'm on TMZ.
Yeah.
And on TMZ, there's a picture in the background. It says, Bro, Aura, and Ozen.
Oh, because Jack Harlow didn't know who Ray J and Brandy were siblings.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, have. How you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Now, not knowing they were siblings for a 24-year-old made sense to me. But the internet wants to give Jack Harlow.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Big time.
It's funny. It's like a double because, yes, Jack certainly deserves the button. But at the same time, and I understand making fun of him because it is funny.
He made fun of himself.
Right away. He was like, oh, this is viral. He knew. But at the same time, people who took it really seriously, like not knowing Ray J and Brandy were siblings, was like not knowing that Michael Jackson was in the Jackson 5, was like a bit far. I was like, listen, if you want to get him out of here, you can do whatever you want.
It's just because he's white.
I understand. And no one cares what my opinion about it is. People are tight at me because on Twitter, I said, it's not like the guy didn't know who James Brown was. Let's calm down. But no one.
That's Ray J and Brandy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, you see what Ray J means to the game out here? He made billionaires.
That is, I mean, if you ask Vince Staples, the entire game revolves around him.
Vince Staples said that how many years ago?
And he backed it up with facts.
He has a whole story about it. But yeah. Musically, which is what this is about.
But once again, that still doesn't necessarily mean you know that Ray J and Brandy are siblings.
Right.
Like brother and sister.
I know. That's the only piece. And I guess he probably hurt himself too in that he didn't know
Angel in Disguise.
I mean, I don't know if he did. Because actually, Shawnee was playing it for me yesterday. At first, I didn't remember what it was at all.
What, Angel in Disguise?
Yeah. I didn't remember what it was.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played
it. I mean, it wasn't a super smash. It was a big record. It wasn't a colossal hit.
I Want to Be Down.
And he wasn't even... Was he even born when that came out?
No.
No. He was not born. That's what I'm saying. So, listen, all I'm saying to the internet is... If you want to get rid of Jack Harlow because he's white or because you don't like him, you think he's annoying, that's fine.
Clean. This has happened before.
Do whatever you want. Listen, I know you. That's fine. But don't act like Brandy and Ray J being siblings is that essential.
It kind of is, though.
I don't know.
It's not
essential.
When you
say it like that, it's kind of, yeah.
It's essential?
How is it essential?
It's not essential, but it's like, you know, it's just in the culture, you know. That's just what it is. In the culture, you know.
See, but here's my thing.
What does
in
the culture mean?
Black folks. That means black culture.
Something black people know.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, is anybody that knows black music current day, like current day black music and is into it like that, probably knows that Brandy and Ray J are siblings.
Right. And it's connected to a TV show, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the one thing that people need that, you know, people, this may rub people wrong, but it's a fact. Hip-hop is so pervasive and so big that there are people right now who love hip-hop. That doesn't mean that they are listening to R&B and know what's going on specifically in black culture.
Right.
And that is what rubs people wrong, whom are black.
But within that, there's so much to know, right? And you're not... You could be someone, I'll just look at myself as an example.
There's things you don't know.
There's things I don't, and I committed my life to knowing.
But that's
and
why people get mad at you.
It's an impossible standard.
You played yourself.
It would be like me actually getting mad at Shawnee for not knowing Jeremy by Pearl Jam, by being like, how could you not?
But he's not in the white culture.
But he's not in it at all.
But this is pervasive anyway. It's like going back to Lotto, with Lotto and Mariah Carey, how people killed her for not knowing the song that her song sampled, not knowing that it was a Mariah Carey record. She wasn't even born when the record came out. Like, it's the same thing as Jack Harlow.
But if this is your industry, then people are going to look at you different. Because it's your industry.
Yeah, so whether she got eaten for it, too. Lotto caught her just as bad as Jack.
Listen, man. Back when Lil Yachty came through hadn't listened to Tupac and B.I.G.
Shorty, who was the first biggest hip-hop radio person ever?
Personality or like artist?
Personality.
Like on radio?
Yeah.
Probably Ed Love and Dr. Dre.
You
probably
think?
The biggest first
Flex.
The biggest or Flex?
Flex was breaking records on the first hip hop.
So you, it doesn't go before that for you? You don't think Mr. Magic? You don't think Red Alert? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a slippery slope when you're saying, yo, this is your industry.
But I know their
know.
Names. Every name you said,
no,
I know.
No, we know them, yeah. But you said biggest.
But, I mean, come on, guys.
Right.
I hear the point.
You hear what I'm saying, say, Rosenberg?
Yeah,
I hear your point.
Right.
It's
hard.
It's the industry. Yeah.
But either way, Jack, you still get it.
Yeah, he does.
We love you, bud.
You played yourself.
Nah, he knew it. He knew it. It's all love. And yeah. I think Jack Harlow knows he's going to catch heat for being a white guy. He's used to that.
Facts.
And listen, if you're a white guy in hip-hop, you're used to it.
Yeah, and it's cool. The internet just likes to drag people.
That's true. Now, you got to just now accept
if
that
you
that's
on your
thing.
Right, you on your phone, I'm dragging you. This is what they do.
Well,
right.
It's easy. Also, look, even I get it. I'm the light-skinned guy around black culture. I got a white mom. You're going to get made fun of a lot. People going to hit you with this a lot.
Out of here.
It's too easy to hit emojis. Bang, 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 bang.
Nah, there's people writing think pieces on this Jack Harlow. It ain't just a whole dissertations on this Jack Harlow moment.
They're using every character available.
Right.
I mean, writing full threads.
But let's be fair, it's just more fuel to the fire because they've been on Jack Harlow since his album dropped. They've been on
it. Yeah, Ebro was just telling me that. I didn't know Jack was catching it right now.
Yeah.
Well, I think because I don't think people paid attention to the first album. And now that this second album is much bigger and the big hit song samples Fergie, which is a pop song, it puts him in a pop space. Mm, and so I think that's also rubbing people wrong because the What's Poppin' record
is so hip-hop.
And then Lil Nas X collabo, people was kind of like, all right, whatever. So I think he's kind of catching it because it's so mainstream.
Right.
So hip-hop's coming for him.
You got to hug the L.
Well, on this one?
Yeah, that's it.
On the Brandy and Ray J sibling thing? Gave him fuel like Cass once said. Right. Speaking of fuel, your social media accounts, if you out here doing racketeering and any sort of organized crime and corruption, if you haven't gotten the memo, they are using it against you in the court of law.
And if you haven't gotten the memo, they actually said the memo out loud for you.
If you look at the indictment, the crimes that are alleged within it go all the way back from 2012 to 2022. I wouldn't say that it contains every act of crime that YSL committed. It is a significant gang that operates here in Atlanta, Georgia. Not every member became a defendant within this indictment, but certainly a significant amount did, and certainly some of the leadership, which is what's most important. Mm. We're not going to just target the children that are running out at the direction of leaders and not target leaders.
How much did social media, music play a role in bringing this indictment?
Social media is a wonderful tool for prosecutors in every indictment we bring nowadays.
Yo, she laughed.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
She laughed. That is the DA from Fulton County, Georgia, who is levying this whole, how many counts? 50-plus counts of racketeering and corruption and murder and burglary, et cetera, against Young Thug, Gunna, and others affiliated. Mm-hmm. The same thing is taking place here in New York City and many cities across the country where you all who make these videos and social media posts and records, they gonna use it against you.
Damn right.
So for that,
congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, and I swear many years ago, but people don't listen to Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg like they should.
No.
Many years ago, I think I read an article on the air where lawyers were getting together around the country to lobby to use lyrics and songs and social media posts and YouTube videos in court that would not fall under the guise of just entertainment any longer.
Right.
There were cases here, mixtape cases here in New York City of individuals that got locked up because of what they were saying in records.
Absolutely. One person got 7 life sentences.
We've been talking about it. This is very old.
Right now.
And so I struggle being, I never loved seeing a black man get locked up in jail. Never loved seeing that. But I struggle with feeling some type of way when everyone's been saying, yo, what are you doing? why are you saying these things and posting these things? Especially if you're not saying it in retrospect, like as a life you used to live and you no longer live it. Right. You're currently acting. Right. Or you're not telling it in third person. Or something more creative.
Or a cat's out here, or a cat's out here getting extorted. Or cats in situations where they feel like they have to, I'm asking, where they have to say certain things and do certain things because
yes.
people are on their heads about it.
Sometimes I think some of that happens outside of the music. Like I'm saying specifically with your social media posts and the music. Right. There are people listening to us right now who were born into things that they just cannot get out of, even if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like moving won't cut it.
Right.
It goes all the way. It's
especially
like
if they got
aunts and uncles and fathers and mothers who are involved in things that they were born into and they just have no, this is the life.
Especially if they were to then get kind of rich, they would not be able to.
Absolutely not.
Extricate themselves.
No, absolutely not. And
why would they want you to do things like talk about it on social? Like that's so short-sighted by everyone.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they want that part. I think people just do that part.
Just do that part to feel credible.
I guess.
Well, that part would be.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing
stupid.
Yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man. Shout to the Yankees. That was exciting. That's what you want to see.
You mean 2 days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago. That was exciting. It was exciting. But they went again, and the Mets lose, though.
Yeah, the Mets blew it last night.
Yeah.
So I hear. But I was too busy watching my teams blow it. Both of my teams went from winning. I had dinner with a friend last night in the city. So I went to a place to watch the game, but it was one of those things where I was...
He's talking about his Penguins, which is, you know, how is he a Pittsburgh Penguins fan? But also the Celtics.
Yeah, they were playing at the same time. And I'm kind of half watching because I was at a restaurant hoping I could watch them. But, you know, you're half watching. And they're both winning the whole game. So I'm just checking. I'm like, winning, winning, okay, winning, winning. Penguins about to finish up this
went,
series.
Had yourself a boneless wing, came back.
I said, and I looked up, went, no, you know what happened? I said to my friend Judd, I was like, why are they interviewing Giannis? And it said like 40 points. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, he looks happy. Did they just lose?
Yeah.
Yo, they had the biggest congrats. My guy Marcus Smart was stripped on the last possession.
That's right.
You don't see that every day. You don't see someone. Drew Holiday just came along and took the ball and dribbled away on the last possession. So that series is tight.
Yo, it's what are they? They're going into game six now.
Game six. Celtics down 3-2 going back to Milwaukee.
That's not what you want.
Not what you want. But by the way, the Bucks did to the Celtics yesterday exactly what the Celtics did to the Bucks.
That's right. Beat them at home.
And after the home team was winning the entire game, and the Celtics just like ran up and stole it.
It's a phenomenal series, man.
It is. Man, I kind of wish it was the Eastern Conference Finals, but you know,
still, you got
Philly,
the Miami.
Philly and Miami's interesting.
Philly
too.
And Miami is great. Yeah, and both of those teams match up well against the Bucks. I think it'll end up being a great Eastern Conference.
Whoa.
I just got rid of your Celtics.
Wow, that was fast.
Yo, you'll get paid in a minute, like 10 minutes, and you'll get a guaranteed set of Summer Jam tickets. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free right now. Oh, here's that guy, Jack Harlow.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Enough racketeering and conspiracy talk.
Yeah, no, you're, I was going to tell you that. Let's bring
enough. It's American as apple pie, man. I mean, who hasn't got a RICO charge?
But you're still talking about it, though. You just said enough, but you're still talking about it.
Yeah, I was just throwing that out there. Relax, man. Come on, man. Let's talk about other things, suburban things, like ducklings.
Right.
And domesticated ducklings as house pets?
Yeah, I listen, my...
What? Who does that?
My girl's sister, she sent me a picture yesterday. Like, look what I got. I'm like, oh my God, you have adorable ducklings. What are those? She was like, I got them. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, they're mine. I was like, where are they going to live? She was like, with me. I was like, but they're ducks. What are they? They're going to just be in your house wandering around? But I mean, don't get me wrong, guys. You know me. I'm excited to go meet these ducks, okay? Very much so.
They're babies.
They're babies. I've never touched a little
fuzzy
duck.
By the way, ducks are babies for 4 seconds.
Yeah, then they grow up really quick.
They get big fast.
By the time you get there, they'll be Daffy Duck.
Ducks are...
Donald Duck.
Ducks are... They're pretty domesticated, man. They're easy. They're not a hard pet to take care of.
Is that
if
true?
You have the space.
They are domesticated?
Yeah, they'll stay. They won't leave. Like,
you know people with ducks, Cass.
I do know people with ducks here and abroad.
Well,
I
get like when you have, you know, in El Campo, you know, people have chickens and ducks and donkeys and
guess what? Long Island is El Campo adjacent.
It is, right?
Yeah, there's people out there with pigs and ducks and chickens and
but now that makes sense.
That's a farm.
You're going towards
I don't mean they all have them all together. They just randomly have like two chickens or something. Like these are my two pet chickens.
And they're not gonna eat them.
No, they just have them. It's weird. Yeah, I know. Follow me. It's weird. And they'll have like they'll take like a shed or something and make it like a coop. They'll build a coop.
Well, are they getting eggs from the hens? Is that what it would be?
They might. They might not. They might just have roosters. I don't know.
But ducks aren't giving you eggs.
Yeah, they do. They have duck eggs.
Duck eggs? I don't know anybody's eating them, but they give eggs.
People eat duck eggs.
Do people eat duck eggs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the new world for Rosenberg.
I'm very confused, but...
I don't think I've ever had a duck egg.
I've had one.
Shout to my Filipino family out there.
But are those duck eggs?
Well, when they eat the you know what? I forget what it's called.
The
fermented ones? No,
it's like a balut.
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 Yeah. There we go.
Balut is the egg, is the duck egg, and it's like semi-born.
Is that duck? It's duck?
Yeah, it's duck.
Oh, yeah.
Balut is semi-born.
Duck. I thought you were saying like a fetus. In a hood way. Like balut.
No, but look.
Like you got a point coming after it.
Yo, I think I'm saying it right. Yo, my Filipino listeners, if I'm saying it wrong.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
I'm saying it right, Griff, but look. There you go.
No, but look, but look.
That's what I thought he was doing. I'm like, I'm waiting for the rest of the sentence.
No, but look, but look. Anyway, back to owning ducks. Well, specifically for no reason. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the piece.
Hold on. What would the reason be? There is no reason.
If you had a farm.
Even then, it's not a reason, though. It's not like they're doing anything for you except being cute.
No, it's food.
To kill the ducks?
Yeah, people eat duck. You never had duck before?
Duck soup?
Yeah, but you're not going to get ducks for your farm and raise them
people
and kill them.
People get chickens and kill them. People get cows and kill them.
Yo, man.
That's a fact.
Ducks aren't chickens.
Yeah, they are. They're chicken adjacent. They're flying chickens.
They're chicken plus.
they're flying, swimming chickens.
Yeah. But that's a huge difference.
They are.
That's a huge difference because because all chickens can basically do is wander in circles and look crazy. Ducks can.
How dare you? There's smart chickens out here, man. They will chase you.
Yo, I was just in Puerto Rico in La Perla, and it was mad smart chickens. Yeah. Matter of fact, them chickens will debo your ass if you go down the wrong path down there in the old San Juan.
Well, they'll come run up on you.
What? Them roosters will pull up like, why are you on this side, bruh?
Don't get too close.
They're scary.
Have you ever gotten close to a chick?
With a
mom?
Rooster there?
With a mom there?
Oh, yeah, she's coming for you.
You're done. You're finished.
Yeah. I saw a duck.
So they're not stupid.
Hold on. But you guys actually don't think that ducks are slightly different than chickens? Like,
I mean, they're cousins.
They could swim.
They're cousins, but I feel like there's a difference.
So wait, are you acting like people don't eat ducks?
No, they do eat ducks. I don't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that people would buy ducks for their farm to kill the ducks.
Well, they would raise some, right? They would raise some.
And then eat their siblings?
And eat some and raise more, sell some. Like, it becomes a profitable.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure, I guess.
If you have a farm, that's why I'm assuming people are having animals on the farm because they got a purpose other than to just look at them.
Right.
Unless it's a petting zoo or something.
Some people have farms, though, I think, with animals that they just want their animals to be living there and have sort of a farm with farmy animals outside. I just think that's a thing.
Well, do you think ducks are cute and you don't want to kill them?
Yes. They're much cuter than chickens. I'm sorry.
Well, you're...
I mean, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
But being honest, I'm not saying it's good.
Yeah, but to have it as a pet is a bit much. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just excited. Listen, all I know is if you follow me at Rosenberg Radio, some point in the next week or so,
you're going to be with some chicks.
You're going to see. Yeah, I'm going to be with some chicks' eye. They look so cute. I'm very excited. Have you ever touched a little fuzzy baby duck?
Yes.
I never have.
Wow.
Am I missing out?
No. I mean, just don't touch it too hard or sit on it like I did once.
All right.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John is here. Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
It's DJ John.
Johnny?
DJ John.
Yeah.
Yo, John, how about them Yankees, baby?
We feeling good. We're in the big leagues, baby. In the Bronx, baby. Listen, we're doing great.
So you feel good is what you're saying?
Right now, yes.
Baby?
For now.
I love that you put a four now on it.
Now.
Because I definitely, you know, Yankees fans, unlike Mets fans, and Mets fans, shout to y'all too, still playing some great baseball, even though you didn't win last night. Mets fans are feeling like, I mean, their world is completely different. And there's no evidence to suggest that it is yet.
Yeah.
Until the playoffs come around and get past the All-Star break and things like that, and things actually start to transpire. For Yankees fans, it's a tempered response. You know, some joy, but being realistic about it, I think, is very important for Yankees.
Yeah, the contract for Judge up in the air.
That's not good. That's not what you want right now.
And not getting the players in the offseason.
Oh, you know what? You know, shout out to Fat Joe. Because when it comes to Aaron Judge, yesterday's price is not today's price.
Not
right now. He's going to make it very hard on them. It's going to be very hard.
Good.
But it's not
As
good.
As he should.
It's terrible.
No, it's terrible. But for him, it's great.
Yeah, he's going to get money one way or the other. But I do feel for the Yankees because it's not a no-brainer.
They could have made the deal.
They couldn't. He wanted 9-10 years, and they're a smart organization. They're like, we're not paying you.
So you can't feel bad then. Why? But feel bad for what then? What are we feeling bad for? You drew a line. He drew a line. There's the line.
I understand that. What I feel bad about is, what are they supposed to do?
They're going to pay him.
Pay him, and then you're in the hole for $35 million a year when he's 35 to 39.
They've been there before. They got A-Rod, it.
Worst things have happened.
Yeah, they've been there before.
They got it, man.
They got it.
I don't know.
The Mets are still paying somebody right now. Ain't they paying somebody?
Bobby Bonilla. Yeah, is that what you want? Is that what you want?
They got it.
They'll figure it out.
But that's the difference between good teams and bad teams.
That's right.
Good teams don't do it.
You can't feel bad is my point. There's nothing to feel bad about.
I wish Judge would just say, hey, fine, I'll do it for six. Give me six and a ton of money. Give me six at 40. Up the number. Give me six at $40 million. Make me the highest paid player in baseball.
Maybe that's what they'll do.
And maybe he'll go for it. But this past time around, it sounded like it was the years. He wanted the years. And that's tough, man. And this is one of the rare cases where going to college actually hurts your job. Because he played in college. He didn't join the league until he was really old. And now it's his first big contract and he's only 24. 30.
23. Right. He's old.
25.
Was he 25? I thought 20. He was 23, 24.
He's about to turn 30. He was like 25 years old when he started.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
But he's amazing. And he's such a star. He's awesome.
Yo, they're stuck, the Yankees. They better pay him. Figure it out. Y'all got a whole section named after the man. Yep. He's the face of the franchise.
I can't name any other Yankee that's currently playing. Hit me with the button if you can, but that's a fact.
Damn, son.
Damn, man.
I'm sorry. It is.
Disrespect.
Yo, who we got? Somebody's getting money. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Amy. Oh, my
Amy.
God.
Amy. Oh, my God.
Ow. Oh, my God.
Amy, where are you calling us from?
Amy.
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Jersey. Amy, we need a four-digit code before we can get to full-fledged celebrations, okay?
Okay. I think I'm going to do... 0810.
0810. I'm making sure because I don't want to be like Mega Millions and say the wrong number.
Oh, wow.
0810.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 0810. That's 0810. My man. Nah, Amy, darn. Amy, no bueno on the 0810 for the $25,000, but Amy, you get $500 in tickets to Summer Jam.
Oh.
Yes, Amy, you are in the building. We don't know if Young Thug and Gunna will be there, but we do know that Favio, Lil Durk, Roddy Ricch, Burna Boy, Shinsia, Dream Doll, who else is going to be? We're doing a K-Slay tribute to my man, my brother's life, man, K-Slay. We're celebrating the Drama King in there. It's going to be a great time. Get your ticket. Shout out to Benny the Butcher. He will be on that stage. Griselda, heavy in the building. It'll be a great time. Amy, 1 second. We need some info, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Yo, Amy's amazing. Hang on. Y'all love that type of winner. Much better than the winner the other day that changed her voice. Oh, try to sound like a man. That was a...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
This is Joshua.
You don't have that, Johnny? That's the best.
We know.
Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Hey. We get into the Brosenberg Report next. They say the attacker from Dave Chappelle, the attacker of Dave Chappelle the other night, is too crazy. I'll give you details on how crazy. Coming up, the Brosenberg Report. Plus, we'll talk about Kendrick Lamar's album cover.
That's what it seems like.
Showing personal life. Brosenberg Report next. Let me be your
woman. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Soothing. That's what we need in the world. A little soothing. Is that a saxophone?
I think so.
Feels like it's some sort of.
Feels like a saxophone. Yeah, a reed instrument. It was a reed instrument.
It was
definitely
sure.
A reeded instrument.
Oh, absolutely.
An oboe.
No, definitely wasn't an oboe. You just like saying it.
I just feel like saying oboe.
We know you want to say
it. I don't think clarinet gets its just due. Clarinet's fire out here.
That's a fact.
Oboe's hard to play. Double reeded instrument, very hard to play.
Clarinets, though, are like things I feel like people learn to play and play classically. I don't hear it in music that often.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't get his respect.
Right.
Needs more
respect.
Did
you play an instrument?
I played piano. I played piano at first until my piano teacher moved away and never came back.
Damn. You were that bad, huh?
We used to get into it. I remember one day her and I got into it so bad that she like called my parents while I was
so
there.
It is your fault.
It might have been. There was speculation. My that was my parents' going joke the rest of my childhood was Peter was so bad at piano, he sent his teacher off to Europe. We never saw her again.
Brosenberg Report. Hey. Ebro and P.
Ebro and P.
Yes. He's P, I'm E.
Mr. Dynamite. Cast one, Sean Knee.
Mr. Dynamite.
So, the man accused of attacking Dave Chappelle on stage has pleaded not guilty to 4 misdemeanor charges. And you're like, yo, he didn't get a felony. He had a gun-looking thing with a projectile knife on the end. But here's the deal. While he's pleading not guilty, the judge is refusing to release him. Yes, he appeared in court for the first time last week, entered a not guilty plea, possession of weapon, intent to assault, unauthorized access to the stage during performance. He got all that. His bail's at $30,000, but his lawyer says he should be released on his own recognizance. Of course, his lawyer is saying that, but a judge denied the request, said he could have house arrest and electronic monitoring. He'll stay locked up until his pretrial, which is May 20th, and remains in jail currently on bail and has been ordered to stay 100 yards from Chappelle if released.
Okay.
The judge basically says that dude is, how do I say, crazy?
Oh, he's definitely
loose.
He's definitely crazy. That's why he had to get... That's why I did Keith Sweat Twisted.
Right.
Show.
Keith Sweat Twisted. I'm so upset I didn't think of that sooner.
You just got to that right now.
Yeah. Shawnee, pull up the Bluetooth, man. When you hear, for the rest of your life, whenever you hear this song, you will know what we're talking about. You will know that you're talking about one man only, and that is the guy who decided to attack Dave Chappelle and ended up getting beat down with a centrifugal force of 1,000 men.
That's what he looked like when he was on that stretcher.
Yeah, this is him. That guy who got beat by Dave Chappelle.
With his arms backwards.
When his arms were backwards and they were carrying him out. This is the song that he was singing to Busta, Jamie Foxx, Chappelle,
right,
Jon Stewart. Yeah.
This is the theme music.
You got me twisted. Oh, you got me twisted. Stomp upon thee, yo, with got, furious anger.
Yo, if you ever wondered what Rao Rao like a Dungeon Dragon looked like.
Yeah.
It was him. You're like, what is Busta talking about?
Right. Don't this dude make my people wanna
jump.
Yo, facts. In other news, K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar, Oklahoma, if you will. Is he Mr. Morale or is he the Big Steppers? We don't know. The album drops Friday, but we do know now.
It drops Friday?
Yeah.
That's already this Friday?
This Friday.
Tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
Tonight at midnight.
Friday is tomorrow. Today's Thursday. Good call, people. On the cover of the album, I mean, we're thinking it's the cover. He released artwork. People are assuming it's the cover of the album. He is holding a child, and so is his Uman, his wife, holding a child while he adorns a thorn crown, a la Jesus Cristo. What do you think of the album cover? What people are alleging is the album cover, Rosenberg?
I think it looks really good. Looks cool, man. I assume it's that. I did not know he had another child till I saw the cover.
I think I was mostly taken aback that he is sharing this with us. He has not been one that has, like, I mean, I forget the format in which he introduced the world to who he was choosing to spend the rest of his life with or having a child with. But the children, I did not expect to see that. And right. I did not expect to see them in this intimate environment in a bedroom.
Yeah, and it shows his woman, too.
It looks like she's breastfeeding on the bed.
Yeah, or about to breastfeed or something. Yeah, it's very personal. Listen, full disclosure, because our audience are our friends, I am not in the know on this Kendrick project. And I very specifically asked about getting, like, more info. I was like, guys, give me a little something, man. The people expect me to know something about Kendrick. Hey, what do you have for me? And to be totally honest, I mean, Dave Free was like, hey, honestly, we just want to control this narrative completely ourselves. This is going to be our sort of story to tell. And I said, hey, I'll sit back like the fans and wait.
And enjoy it piece by piece.
I don't know what the hell we're getting tonight, to be honest with you.
Nice. But he's got the gun pond waist, white tee, the children.
There's gun pond waist?
Yeah, there's gun pond waist.
Absolutely tucked.
Tucked.
The hammer.
With the children and the Uman.
Nice. And the baby staring straight into the camera.
Yeah, his oldest is the only one making eye contact.
Right.
And he's wearing like a thorned crown.
That's what I said, a la Jesus Cristo.
Same.
Oh, okay, got it.
I like it.
I mean, the sacrifice for his people, if you will.
I mean, right. And listen, it's obviously him. It's him. Here's my question. What image is he trying to show, though? Is this supposed to be the 60s and he's a revolutionary? And,
no. You know, I think it's modern day, and I think the sacrifice, I believe, Kendrick Lamar's sacrifice. Bring up that record.
Joint?
The Heart Part 5?
Heart Part 5, the new song and video. I believe the sacrifice Kendrick is making is making sure his music remains purposeful, outspoken on behalf of the culture,
mm-hmm.
and the culture meaning not only hip-hop, but black folks specifically, and speaking about complicated conversations, yeah. not bowing to just trying to chase a chart position or just trying to have a hit song on the radio.
Agreed.
That's right. Part of the sacrifice and continuing to tell his truth.
And also living your truth and being crucified. Because if you look at the video, specifically Juicy Smooye, you know, he's like, or even actually more Will Smith, where he states, living in a culture where hurt people hurt people.
I thought that line hit me the most, too. That's clearly intentional.
And then get crucified, you know, and Jesus was crucified. And it shows all these people who get crucified who are living circumstances that might have been above their means or above their emotional grade in some respects, you know?
But there's something else going on here, because obviously this is not his real bedroom.
Right. Probably not,
Shawnee. It's a gross looking room with paint chipping off the wall.
It's not gross.
It is. And an old school radiator on the side. It's fine. Right. It's not gross for a regular human. Kendrick Lamar is not living in this bedroom.
Right.
So they're trying to show something. You know, I'm trying to figure out what the...
A simple life. Maybe poor righteous teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's
you know,
what it
being
is.
Being a poor righteous teacher's, you know, where it's not about material things. The material things don't mean anything. He's living with purpose. And that's your Brosenberg Report.
Ooh.
What do you call it? Gross because the paint on the walls?
Ebro
it's
and P.
It's not dirty.
I mean, it's dingy.
Ebro and P.
I'm P. He's E.
Mr. Dynamite!
Ebro and P. Mr.
Dynamite!
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Dingy's a better description.
Yeah, dingy.
You said gross. It's not gross.
I mean, listen, I apologize for anyone who has brown paint chipping off their wall. It happens. Everyone has. I don't know if I'd go with that color, though. That's a choice.
Right.
The brown is a choice.
Yeah. Looks like they tried to plaster up the holes in the wall. They're trying. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'm just saying that's intentional.
Right.
It's not like, oh, hey, let's go to our bedroom and take this picture.
Right.
They're setting a scene to make us think about something, you know?
Yeah.
When you find out that's actually their bedroom.
Well, then, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
then you're gonna have to hit you.
Congratulations.
When I look at that picture, I see struggle. That's what I hear.
Exactly. And by the way, you know what, Ebro? If that's in fact actually Kendrick's bedroom, don't hit me with the button. Hit him with the button.
T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg. It's a lot to digest here on this Kendrick Lamar joint. Pay attention.
Yeah.
I realize life is perspective. And my perspective may differ from yours.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Getting ready for Summer Jam up here. June 12th, MetLife Stadium, Lil Durk, Favio, Roddy Ricch, Burna, and many more. Young Thug and Gunna. I mean, I don't see them currently listed.
Hey, let me see what you're looking at.
I'm just looking at the paper.
Honestly.
Their names were prominent before.
That's
they
what
were
I'm
a
saying.
Part of
That's
the, you know, the selling points.
Mm.
Okay.
There hasn't been, obviously, we don't know where their current situation's going, so it's not like we're yanking them off prematurely. I'm just saying
it seems hard to imagine that they'd be there. Yeah. They could be. I mean, you never know. It could be in between them dealing with stuff, and they could be.
You think they're going to just let them go do a concert?
I guess with that many charges, you can't. That they won't just let you go do stuff.
I don't think that's how that works.
No, that's like flight
when
risk.
You get racketeering and conspiracy charges, and it's like, nah.
They're being held, you're saying?
I think so.
Are they being held right now?
Yes.
I guess. It depends on how
Thug was in court the other day. He had the county digs on.
Yep.
Oh, really? Already?
Mm. Right away.
So I wonder what the conversations are among the brass at Hot 97 about the replacement, if that's going to be happening. Right. Do you find someone else? Because it's hard to imagine them being there.
I mean, maybe the judge can be lenient based on contractual obligations within the United States.
It depends.
Out of here. Listen. And I wanted to talk about here, but with Shawnee's statement, it just triggered me.
What
I wanted to talk about here was unusual pets.
Oh,
because
I like
of what Rosenberg brought to the table earlier, where he's got your girl's
my girlfriend's sister.
Sister has ducklings that she's raising out of the blue. She doesn't have a farm. She doesn't have anything going on. She just was like, I'm getting some ducklings. And I just wanted to hear from people who maybe have peculiar pets.
I like that. I think that's actually
that
fun.
Was great.
But, then
I was just, triggered by Shawnee
going,
maybe the judge. Guys, they are making an example out of all of you morons who are putting violence on your social media and talking about it in records. They are not making this easy for anyone.
So no leniency for Young Thugger and Gunna.
No.
No, almost the opposite to Ebro's point. It's more that the judge, they're going to try to prove a point of specifically, it's your music and you're performing. That's the reason you're here in some ways.
Right. Look, I'm wishful thinking. Not on my part, but, you know, for the people. Summer Jam.
Well, and the reason it was triggering is because I saw a lot of people, like, really acting as if Young Thug and Gunna were being done a disservice by what's going on to them, what's happening to them, and what these charges. And I get that idea of being like, nah, those are the guys, man, nah. But, ladies and gentlemen, while we love the records, and hip-hop for a long time has made records from the streets that has told tales, whether real or not, that are the great American story of organized crime, gang affiliation, and getting to this money.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
It is as American as apple pie. This isn't just a hip-hop thing. This is an American culture thing. So I'm not just hanging this on hip-hop. But for a long time, they have wanted to make examples out of individuals who have been able to tell these tales in music and get away with it.
And now?
They have wanted to tie these individuals making records to individuals doing things in the streets.
Man. And now social media.
And on social media. And people who really got OGs around them. And people who really come from a place, a community that's trying to protect them. If you're making music, they make sure that you are not associated with any of this. And you shouldn't be. You should be making music. If that's what your talent is. Because there's a lot of talented people that don't even get to live out their dreams. Because they're pulled down by the region, the community that they grow in. And they're pulled down early and affiliated with things early and caught up early. So they don't get to live out their God-given talents. Mm-hmm. And so if you're one of those individuals that has some talent, the hood rallies around you and makes sure if it's done right, this person, get out of here. Make the records. Don't be around all of this stuff.
I mean, guys, I feel like it was with every artist that we listened to in the 90s practically. I mean, they had things right near them. But they weren't directly in it themselves. And even if they were, you would never hear about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because now with social media, you see it.
Right.
Before that, that wasn't there before.
So I just, that when you was like, maybe the judge. Well, fam, they not, fam. This isn't no game, man. There are hardworking people going to work right now, doing things the best they know how, the right way, trying to make a way for their family, their kids to be safe. The district attorney down in Fulton, the Fulton County in Georgia, she said 80% of the violent crimes in our community are tied to gangs. When I got elected, I told y'all exactly what I was gonna do. And I'm doing it. They hand out memos, y'all. They tell you. They give you we are going after gang members.
Right.
So I don't know how people start feeling bad when they go after gang members. Everyone knows that these are crimes.
Right.
Like, it's not like anybody, though?
Is anybody feeling
bad? No, people are upset. People are absolutely upset.
Well, people jump right to, you know, free so-and-so. And I've always, I've never understood it because I'm a dissociate. I didn't know anyone growing up who went to jail. So I always was like, wait, do you say free so-and-so even if you know they committed the crime?
Yeah, because you don't want them in jail.
Just on principle of
just
like...
Just on principle out of love. Like, it's still principle. A human being that
of course,
you love.
Of course not. Right. It's not about that.
And if you know them personally, you know why they were doing what they were doing.
Right.
So on a moral level, you kind of like free my man.
Yeah, and I get that. And
by the way, there's parents out here who worked really hard to raise their kids and their kids chose a path that they're not with. And those parents are like, I don't know why you're doing what you're doing. That's and they facts. Turning their kids in. When the police come knocking on your... Yes. Like, there's families out here listening to me right now. They got like 4 kids in the house. And there's one really causing problems for all the other kids in the whole family. And they like, yo, listen, charge it to the game. They all ain't gonna make it. Come get him.
Hopefully you figure it out. Hopefully you figure it out.
I've tried to tell him. We tried to give him all the opportunities we gave all the other kids. He's choosing a life of crime. Come get him.
Right. Gotta go, gotta go.
Terrible situation, though.
No, it sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks, absolutely. But back to what Shawnee said, I don't believe that the judge.
I was joking.
It's going
to
be.
You needed anything to trigger. You wanted anything to trigger you, really.
Yeah, because no, I didn't. It really, because I saw it on social media a lot, people saying that. Like, really, man, they just put out an album.
Exactly. That's exactly why it's now.
Nah, yeah. It was going to be on Summer Jam. What now?
Right, right.
Well.
Look, Summer Jam's like more important, bro. This was my point.
Summer Jam's a big day.
I know what he did was bad, but we had a contract. You know what I'm saying? He's right. It's only a couple of songs.
It's only. Let him come through. Let him come through, man. Yeah. Unusual pets. Now, back to the pets, man. So you don't think that your girl's sister are raising these ducks to eat them, is what you're telling me?
Definitely not.
But she doesn't have a long-term plan. She doesn't know, like...
Well,
like,
I couldn't get a real straight answer. I kept being so miffed by it and being like, wait a second. What do you mean you have ducks? She's like, I have ducks. I was like, what are you going to do? She's like, I'm going to take care of them. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm really excited about this. I've just never heard of it before, and I don't know what you do. Are they going to be just wandering around the house?
How many ducks does she have? More than two?
I think there were six originally.
Oh, God.
Wow.
She took four and her brother took two.
Okay. So they ducks in captivity, most ducks live about 5 years, possibly 10.
In captivity. Less in the wild, I'm guessing.
The average lifespan of a duck is, they say 5 to 10, but captivity it's about the same.
Shout out to Curious George, by the way.
The monkey.
Oh, wait, found another link.
No, the rapper.
How long do ducks live as a pet? Ducks live as a pet 10 to 15 years.
I would think they would live more, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 10 to 15 years.
That's a big commitment.
I stand corrected.
And what's the duck poop situation?
Oh, it's bad.
A lot of poop.
It's bad.
What is it like?
It's nonstop.
Is it like bird poop?
I could imagine.
No, it's like these long... You ever been walking, like when you're on a golf course and you see those long brown things that are everywhere, and it's not because they just are aerating the ground and they've opened up holes. It's just like lots of long... brown things.
I mean, no, but I know you're
thinking about a lot of them.
You're thinking about the geese. That's the geese.
Is that the
geese? The duck is a smaller one, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's all the time?
All the time, constantly, bro. Like all over the place.
So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I don't think there are organized poopers like other animals.
Yeah, I don't really think you can show a duck how to use a litter box. So that's why I asked how many ducks. That was my first thought. I went, how many ducks are you dealing with? Four? Oh, God.
Taking your calls around pets that you have. Let's go to Edwin. Put Edwin on hold quickly. Yeah, there you go. Edwin has a Canadian goose.
Oh, God.
Edwin, you have a Canadian goose, sir. And do you sell the feathers for, like, you know, pillows and jackets?
No, when I was a kid, my uncle brought a egg from Florida home. And I made an incubator, and it cracked. It opened, and I had a Canadian goose on my hands. So I raised him, and at a certain point, when he was like an adult, he started freaking out. So we had to like bring him out in the backyard, and it's like they're totally different from when they're a baby to when they're an adult. When they're adult, they just like freak out, and they're just like wild. They're wild animals.
Oh, you mean they don't want to stay in your bedroom anymore and just hang out with you in the morning? They got other things they want to do.
Exactly.
So what'd you do? What do you end up doing with them? What'd you do with the goose?
I moved out. I went to college, so my family took care of him. But we had like a big
feast
in the backyard.
You had a big feast, huh?
No. They didn't eat him. I bet they took care of him. It was a family pet.
What's the what was the goose's name?
Alfredo.
Alfredo.
That's a great name for a goose.
That was a great name for a pasta goose. A little duck pasta.
No.
Duck Alfredo.
No. He's a goose.
Edwin, thanks for your call. Talking exotic animals, courtesy of Rosenberg. Man. Of course, courtesy of Rosenberg.
What
so
else?
Much craziness goes on in this man's life. Ali has a pig. Ali, what kind of pig you got, man?
Yo. Hello, y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's going on? Ali, we're talking to you, man. All right, Ali's tripping, man.
Wow.
Jennifer, what are you doing? What are you doing with these animals?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Run down the list of animals that you've had.
Okay, so right now I currently have 3 lionhead rabbits inside my home.
Wow.
I have cats, dogs, Those are like regular pets.
Wait, hang on, Jennifer. Hang on. Before we move on to the chickens, how many cats and dogs plus the rabbits?
I have 4 cats. They're all rescues. And I have 2 dogs right now that are also rescues.
So inside your home, you have 8 animals.
Yes.
Okay.
3, yes.
Okay. And what's a lion head rabbit?
It's very fluffy.
I was going to say, a rabbit with a big old like a hairy fluffy face.
Like it has like a mane. Like a mane around its head.
Oh, man.
All right, now, Jennifer, that's inside the house. What do you have outside the house?
Yeah. So I have 10 chickens outside, and I just hatched 6 baby chicks 3 weeks ago. So I have 6 baby chicks in the house.
Wait, why'd you bring the chicks in the house? They can't stay with their parents outside?
I hatched them in an incubator.
Got it. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you selling these or eating these?
No, these are my pets.
All of them? You're going to keep 16 chickens?
Yep. That's just inside right now.
And Jennifer, where are you going with all of this? What's your end game?
What's the plan?
I just like to take care of everybody that needs to be taken care of, and animals need to be taken care of.
There you go, Jennifer.
But last year, I have more of an interesting story. I had a baby skunk as a pet.
You must be single.
I actually am at the moment.
Okay.
Jennifer.
That's good. A skunk's gonna stand in the way, ma'am.
Wait. How did you get a baby skunk?
Yeah.
So there was actually a family of baby skunks were living under my patio.
Okay.
Under my porch. And in my basement, I happened to go into the basement one day, and there was one there, scared the hell out of me.
Okay.
But I went, because I'm like, okay, why is this skunk here by itself? I ended up picking it up and holding it and taking care of it. And it was very lethargic. I syringed fed it with cat food, soft cat food, nursed it back to health. His family was still living outside, and I released him back with his family. I didn't keep him, but I did have him for about a month.
And mom or dad didn't come and Pepe Le Pew you or nothing? Nobody sprayed
I never saw mom or dad. I only saw the babies. But the babies do spray, but it's so light. It's like nothing.
See, this is why skunks are running wild, getting in trouble. Their parents are never around. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
You can actually de-skunk a skunk.
All right, Jennifer, we've had enough. Jennifer, I need to know where you live.
I'm in Rockland.
I got it. So you got space out there.
Wow.
Shani, her ethnicity doesn't matter, Shani.
Shani,
you want to make this racial, man?
No, I'm just asking.
I'm white. White people crazy.
Shani, what's wrong with you, bro?
She said I'm white people crazy.
Why do you have to go there, Shani? We all knew already.
Yo, my white mom was great for bringing home a stray animal, man. Yo, why are you bringing this dog home, Mom?
Yeah.
Like, nah, it just was out. It didn't have a collar on. We don't need another dog.
Man. I know, but it is hard when you... Honestly,
no, it ain't. It's really not hard.
At this stage in your life, if you're out and about and you saw a little dog with no one around, completely on its own...
That's right.
But no, Shani, don't mm-mm me. I'm not talking to you because you're the reason the dogs are out in the street in the first place. I'm talking to Ebra.
Okay.
So you...
I'm following.
You see a little... a dog you'd like, a little Malamute. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
And it had no collar. It looked a little beat up, but it wasn't scary.
It needed love.
It wasn't erratic.
That's right.
I do not believe you could walk away and leave it there. I think you pick it up.
I'd call somebody.
You wouldn't take it home though.
I don't think I'd bring it in my home. Nah.
Would you bring it to a vet and then maybe bring it home?
I'd call somebody. Yeah, I'd call a professional.
And then would you bring it home or no?
No, I'm not bringing it home.
You don't want
I don't think I honestly love pets so much. I don't think my life is conducive to a pet.
And see, we actually...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what about your girl, Nisa?
We did bring it home.
They're not conducive to a pet either. They leaving early, gone all day. Like, I don't have a yard.
Right.
You know, I'm from California. You know, our dogs had yards all day.
They just sit outside.
It never got cold enough for them to not have to come in the house.
Right, and you had dogs that were big enough where you didn't have to worry about coyotes.
Right.
Mm.
So, you know, I guess for me, I feel bad bringing a dog into a condo. Like, really? You sit in a condo all day?
There are dogs who like condos.
No, but there's plenty of dogs that are great for them. That's their style.
In fact, some big dogs, Great Danes, love a condo.
I'm not picking up Great Dane Poo. That is different. Well, you need a tractor for that.
That's the problem.
There's no way you're picking up Great Dane Poo.
Now, Bear is at the absolute limit for me of size of poop I'm willing to pick up. Any bigger than that, that is too much. Mm. It's too much.
Yo, we get into the gurus next. Cast One, 97 minutes, commercial free. Cheyenne on the line, we appreciate your call. She raised chickens. And Paige has a rooster. She thought it was a chicken. Mm. Surprise, surprise. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, good morning. I've been feeling freaky deaky. You're all you
wait to see. We got the mirror on. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah. Hey,
what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Cass.
Oh.
Yo, is there an actual difference between mambo and merengue other than region it's from?
The sound is a little different. Mambo is a little bit more, it's a little bit harder. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it just hits harder.
Mm.
Merengue is dope too. Merengue is a little bit smoother, you know what I'm saying? But it's basically the same thing, just different categories. Kind of like going trap and stuff like that.
Trap and
hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Un Verano Sin Ti, that Bad Bunny album. Speaking of new albums is out, if you want some amazing just music. Listen, my Spanish is trash compared to
people who speak Spanish
and people who speak Spanish. Your Spanish is way better than mine.
Better than yours. That doesn't say very much. I can't listen to Bad Bunny and know what the hell's going on, though.
Really?
No.
I can follow it a little.
I can't. What? I don't even believe you. You think you can follow it. You can't.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Cass, there's a lot of slang in there, no? Bad Bunny does not sound like what you learned in class.
It's a lot of slang, and there's a lot of regional slang, too.
A lot of regional slang. But, you know, I get the gist of it. Title of the song, couple of words, I'm in there.
I mean, Google's your friend, too.
And they got the lyrics on Apple Music. You just hit the little lyric button, and you read along.
In English?
In Spanish.
But then you can translate.
But then you can translate.
You don't really even need to understand it. It's a vibe, man.
Well, and then that part. I don't even
get it. It doesn't matter.
It's fire. It's fuego. See? Spanish, right there.
Let's get to the Google. When can we get the bunny to come up here, by the way?
Conejo Malo?
Yeah. Conejito. I keep telling you this. Conejo
Malo. No, he said it, I asked him about it. I was just in Puerto Rico.
Okay,
by the way, if you haven't been in Puerto Rico in a long time, La Perla has a welcome sign now.
Oh, that's Mitch.
Straight tourist.
Straight tourist sign right there. Now, I wouldn't go down there at night.
Wait, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The proper guidance, but still.
You asked him about
his nicknames.
And what'd you say?
I said, what are your favorite nicknames?
Benito?
And he said out of his mouth, Conejo Malo.
No, he did?
Yes.
He didn't say Conejito.
No.
Wait, Conejito was never a thing, though.
Well, Cass, you're the one who told us that. You said that if we called him Conejo Malo, you're saying he's bad rabbit. Conejito would be a bunny.
You know what? That's a good point. What's wrong with Mike?
Yo, what's wrong with your microphone?
This is Hot 97. Yo, can I have a help desk request to fix your mic, please?
Nah.
Yeah, so that's the point. Conejito would be a bunny.
Right.
And Conejo would be a rabbit.
Yeah, but see, Conejo sounds better.
So he likes Conejo Malo. What else did he say he likes?
Benito. He says he's good with Benito. And some people just call him Bunny. Some people call him Bad. Some people just call him Malo.
You can't call him Bad.
Yeah, that's what the man said.
He said people call him Bad.
Yo, he's like, I'm good with all of it. Yo, what up, Malo?
In Spanish, it works a little better.
Right.
But Bad sounds crazy. Yo, you did my man Bad.
Not Bad meaning Bad, but Bad meaning?
Bunny.
There we go.
Let's go. The gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus. Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru Laura at gmail.com is where you send us your emails. Shawnee Culture will burn the sage.
Start cleansing the energy.
And he will cleanse the energy.
Zen, 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 zen.
I will lead us in breathing exercises.
In through the nose. Out through the nose.
We will do our best to hold it down while Laura Stiles is out sick today.
Saving lives.
Hope she feels better. Man. Yesterday, I had Don LaGreca out sick on the K Show. Got Laura Stiles out sick today on the Ebro Show.
They say Montclair, New Jersey just went to mask mandate again.
Mm. I'm here. My next door neighbor has it. My brother told me both of his next door neighbors have it.
COVID back.
It's moving. It's moving.
But people not going to the hospital.
Well, that's yeah, knock on wood. That's
not, if, as long as that's not happening, we Gucci.
We should be good.
And also, it should be noted too, I think last week at some point, it was last week, there was the headline came out that we reached the 1 millionth death in COVID. 1 million.
I was just reminiscing yesterday with my brother about, my brother said to me, he was like, yo, I remember when you told me, I think that, he said, you said in March 2020, I think we'll be good by like July. 2020. I was not correct about that.
These things happen.
Flatten the curve, guys. Got to flatten the curve. The one thing that's tough though, Ebro, on that note, last thing before we start the guru is that, yeah, people aren't going to the hospital and that's great. But what's scary is like my parents, for example, they haven't gotten it. They never got it. So they still live with a slight fear of what would happen if they did. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of easier for those of us who have had it. You know, especially if you're older and you've had it. You're like, oh, it's good. Because with older people, you worry it could be harder for them. Mm. But if they haven't had it, they kind of walk around like, oh, what if I was the bad? What if I was the hospital kind? You know what I'm saying?
Well, now they have therapeutics and maybe it won't be bad for them.
And and therapeutics are now available for everyone, not everybody. Just Donald Trump. You can get it like regular
everybody.
People.
Everybody.
All right, guys.
Everybody got a therapeutic.
All right. The Guru Laura at Gmail. Send your emails, guys. Load us up for next week. We know you've been waiting. Good morning, gurus. I've been meaning to write for the longest time now. I'm 24, about to be 25, and I'm a wife. I need your advice. My husband and I are celebrating our 4-year anniversary soon.
Sheesh.
And I'm not too excited about it. Long story short, he is not the man I married. Okay. Well, by the way, you married a child. With all due respect, you were a child too, but I mean, maybe he's older, she doesn't say, but... So long story short, he's not the man I married. He's still a great husband, but he's developed some habits and behavior I truly do not like. We got married young, mostly because he was living in the U.S. out of status and I wanted to give him a good life, but I can't help but feel like he was just masking his true self until he got what he wanted from me. He is mean. He talks down to me. He is disrespectful. Recently, he even went as far as spitting on me.
Doesn't sound like a good husband.
It's too far.
Parentheses and says it was a mistake.
Huh? Like meaning I did it by accident or meaning
was spitting
it was a mistake
over there
that
and I don't know.
Arguing.
Or I just got angry. I'm sorry.
Suffering.
It was a mistake. My bad. Sorry, huh? Johnny.
Maybe he felt like spitting.
He was like suffering fuck a tap.
She's like, you spit on me.
He was like, I'm sorry. It's a problem I have. No, I don't think that's what she meant.
Okay. True.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Okay, sorry. So she said, I've been nothing but good to him. I cook, I clean, I remain by his side through thick and thin. And this is the thanks I get. Not to mention the sex was never great from day one.
Yo, this sounds crazy.
I do truly love him despite all the bad. I just don't know how to get him to understand he can't keep behaving like this. He does work tirelessly. An average workday for him is 18 plus hours, 6 days a week. Do you think he's just grumpy because of his job? Despite it all, he is always a listening ear, gives me advice, is like my best friend, my doctor, etc., and overall a good person. Not to mention, I love his family and they love me too. Can you please help a girl out? Sincerely, a girl unsure.
They have children?
No children mentioned. No children mentioned.
And they're married.
Married.
Yeah, married. She was 20 years old. They got married based on an arrangement, it sounded like, and not necessarily for love at first.
Sounded like she was trying to look out for him, she said.
Right.
She may have loved him, but she said that's why they got married then.
Right.
Was to help his status.
So, right, you're not wanting to celebrate the 4 years.
You know what the problem is?
Of something that you got into, not for love, is a big deal.
The problem, but she didn't say she didn't get into it for love.
But she did say that it was for a specific reason that wasn't
the marriage. That's
the marriage,
not the relationship. The marriage. But let's cut to the chase here.
All right, thank you.
It's the spitting. Everything else we talked about, I feel like we'd all be like, okay, he's being mean. He's being more disrespectful than you would want a partner to be. He's working 18-hour days. Maybe there's something we can do here. When you say he spit on you. It now, to me, it go changes back to that line the tenure again.
I think you got
to
go back to that line because there was it was more than the spit too. It was the way he was talking to her, and then he
she said he is mean, talks down to me.
Yeah,
it's not great.
That's abusive.
Is disrespectful.
Okay.
Recently, he even went as far as spitting on me and says it was a mistake.
Hmm. But even before the spitting, let's say that was an isolated incident.
Okay.
Okay.
Mean, talks down, disrespectful.
She's in denial a little bit because she also says the sentence before that is he's a great husband.
Yeah, I know.
He's How are you a great husband?
Him, loves his family.
Some people say he's a great husband because he hasn't cheated on you.
Right.
Isn't that hilarious?
Well, no, he's a great listener, she said. You know, great offers listener. Great advice and all
then,
of that.
Then he screams
things.
At you after he listens.
Hey, shut up!
Damn.
No, listen. People have a lot of traits. He could have good qualities
also. Yeah. He might not be just a straight jerk because he tried to give him a look like he's not a bad guy. But
if he's a great listener and he's not listening to you telling him to stop being disrespectful, is he a great listener?
Is he? I mean...
I know. No, that's, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, right. He's not listening to what you need.
Well, listener at different times, right? Because when she says great listener, it sounds like when she needs to vent or when it's something different. Maybe not when they're having arguments. No, he ain't listening.
So then he's not a great listener.
You know, and look, marriage, relationships, it's difficult. It sounds like she wants to bounce.
It also sounds like he's mean, abusive, and disrespectful, just like she said. And why as a wife or a husband would you want to be with someone who makes you feel like that? Like, that's not...
I mean, listen, I can see if you want to, if you really think there's a lot of good there also, if you want to get together with a couples counselor or something and have a conversation about like, hey, what happened here? We need to start over again. If he's interested in doing that and open to it and you can get help in doing so, I'm not opposed to her giving it a shot, but I also wouldn't have your hopes high and I'd be prepared to walk away because this can't persist.
Well, it also doesn't sound like his behavior is a deal breaker for her because she makes excuses for it. So if it's not a deal breaker for you, why are you emailing?
She said she's uncertain and she's looking for some advice.
But then, like I said, why are you emailing?
She's not happy.
If somebody can be disrespectful to you and talk down to you and go as far as spitting on you and then apologize, okay, fine, it was an isolated incident. If those aren't deal breakers for you, why are you emailing? If him not listening to you and doing something, if it's not a deal breaker, why are you emailing? Like what?
Oh God, how could you spit at someone that you love? Do you guys remember how guilty I felt that one time I spit from my car in the direction of someone else?
From another car.
It's terrible.
Yeah, over a parking spot. And I was and I spit out the window.
You're disrespectful and abusive.
And I was,
I wanted to beat you up for that person. That person didn't even see you.
He didn't see it and it didn't get near him. And I still felt bad. Imagine to your partner. That's bad.
Communication is everything. You know, if you can't have the conversations with him, maybe you can bring a third party in, somebody who loves him too, that he respects, and express what's going on here. Because it sounds like you love him. It sounds like you want to be with him, but you're not necessarily happy with everything that he does, which is a part of the marriage thing. And you were 20 years old when you got into it. You didn't know everything you wanted to do. You wanted to help this dude. Get a third party involved. Maybe therapy, maybe a brother, maybe a sister, maybe an auntie. Somebody that
church
he respects.
Person, whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Somebody he respects that he listens to.
Then when you bring the family into it, he's going to be like, oh, you trying to make me look like I'm foul? You snitching? You trying to make me look like the bad person?
Nah, I'm trying to fix
it. I'm trying to save this.
Yeah.
And you won't listen to me.
And don't expect immediate change because that's not coming either.
That's a fact.
Yeah, things don't change overnight, especially if this is behavior that's been going on for some time and you're just now emailing and trying to check it. And you let it slide for a long time and now you want to change it.
But you really do have to get a change here, though. I mean, this can't persist. Feeling disrespected, talked down to, all these things. So we wish you the best and we hope you figure it out. Have a conversation. Bring someone else into it. And hopefully you guys find a solution. So says the guru.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.